have your Bibles, you can open to Daniel chapter 2. When I was asked to moderate, I was trying to think of what I could share that would bring our hearts to worship God, the great God that we serve. My prayer is that our singing tonight will do that. It'll raise our hearts to worship of Him. And I was reminded of something that inspired me recently. I was reading in Daniel, and I want to share with you what it was. There were three times in Daniel's life that he had what seemed to be a magnificent experience where he had to interpret something that God was trying to tell people. The first was in Daniel 2, the second was in Daniel 4, and the other was in Daniel 5. And here in Daniel 2, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and it was early in Daniel's captivity. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. The dream was a huge statue that had a head of gold, chest of bronze, belly and thigh of silver, legs of iron and feet that were iron and clay mixed. And you remember the story, Nebuchadnezzar called his wise men, but he didn't tell them what the dream was. And he said he wanted them to tell him what it meant. And of course, these men couldn't do it. And, you know, no man can. How do we know what vision he had? And in chapter 2, verse 17, Daniel found out about it when he was approached by the man that was going to execute these wise men because they couldn't answer the dream. Verse 17, then Daniel went to his house, made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his, and he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. And then he went to the king and gave him the interpretation. And the interesting thing about the interpretation, it lays out clearly the five empires that were going to come to the time of Christ, Christ being the one empire. And that's what this statue represented. How did God know this? And the answer is in verse 21, Daniel recognized that God removes kings, sets up kings. He controls what's happening in the world, in our world today. We go to Daniel 4, and it's the account again where Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. This was this magnificent tree. The tree was cut down, the stump was left for 7 years, and he wondered what the interpretation meant. And again, Daniel was the one that came to him, told him the interpretation. The interpretation was that Nebuchadnezzar was this tree, and he was going to lose his mind, and he did. And he roamed with the beasts of the field for 7 years till he repented and acknowledged God and gave God the glory. But the verse that blesses me is verse 17 of chapter 4. And this was God telling Nebuchadnezzar in his dream this. He said this, this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will and setteth up over it the basis of men. This is our God. He told Nebuchadnezzar, this is what's going to happen because this is what I do. It's exactly what happened. And then we go to Daniel 5. This is the account of Belshazzar. Belshazzar had shown disrespect for God by bringing the articles of the temple into one of his parties. And you remember there was a handwriting on the wall. They didn't know what it meant. And they brought Daniel. And Daniel was an old man when this happened. And Daniel interpreted for him. And he told Belshazzar, he said, because you've done this, by the way, he told Belshazzar, you knew what happened to your father, Nebuchadnezzar. You knew what was going on in his life and how God worked with him. But you didn't take it to heart, and now you've shown disrespect for this God. And because of this, God's going to remove you, remove your empire from you. And Scripture says in verse 30, that very night he was slain, and Darius took over the kingdom. I find this so interesting, how God worked through these men, through these experiences, so that Nebuchadnezzar and other kings and people would know God's working. It's recorded for our blessing. I hope as we sing tonight, we understand this is the God we serve today. He's no different. One of the things that burdens me, it seems like our people are getting more and more mixed up in the politics of our day. Do we understand that what's happening in America today is because God is orchestrating to his glory? We don't know the plan God has for the world. And America is a small part of God's plan. We don't even know if America will be in existence in 100 years or even 10 years. God knows and God has a plan. He hasn't revealed it to us. But my challenge for us is, let's have the same view of God and the commitment to God that Daniel had, so that wherever God puts us in this plan, we can be faithful and show the world that we're committed to this God no matter what's happening around us. Let's sing to God in that way this evening. Let's kneel for prayer.
Worthy is our Savior King, love that is praising. Stop.